From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Public schools throughout South Florida closed for either 1 or 2 days this week in anticipation of Hurricane Dorian. The main reason for that was to make sure students were safe. Also, districts sometimes have to open public school buildings as community shelters during emergencies. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman spoke with Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie yesterday morning as his schools reopened after an extra long weekend. Runcie explained how the district decides when to close and when to open back up.
What do you watch as a hurricane is approaching?
We will not put our buses on the road when there are wind speeds in excess of 39 miles per hour. That's not safe for our buses. It's not safe for our students. The other piece is after a storm passes through, we wait for what's called an all clear from the county, and then we dispatch our maintenance crews to go out and do what we call a damage assessment, and then they send that damage assessment report back to us, and then we look at it and we determine how much time it may take to get our schools back in shape in order to open. And then the third component is shelters. When we open shelters, we have to wait for the county to make a designation of when those shelters are going to be closed. Then we have to evacuate the shelters, and then we have to clean them and get them ready for schools to be open.
And you did open shelters in Broward County as a result of Hurricane Dorian?
Yes, we did. In fact, we had crews working last night till 2 or 3 in the morning to clean one of those shelters and get the school prepared to receive students and staff today.
So they were leaving just a few hours before students were arriving.
A lot of folks may not realize the work that our crews are doing behind the scenes.
And I would assume that you have employees who live in Miami-Dade County and Palm Beach County?
Yes, we do. We have about 5% of our employees live in Miami-Dade, and another 4% live in Palm Beach. So somewhere around 9% of our employees live in other counties. That's roughly somewhere between 2,800 and 3,000 people.
Right. So I was wondering if that was a part of the calculation. Like in this case, obviously Palm Beach was more at risk. So if the conditions in Palm Beach were unsafe and people were needing to relocate to shelters, or you know, if employees here have kids who go to school elsewhere and those schools are closed, is that something you would consider in terms of whether to close schools here in Broward?
It hasn't been a big part of our decision-making factor. In Miami-Dade, it's probably a bigger concern because there, over 20% of their workforce lives in Broward County.
Well, and many families depend on school for meals, and food insecurity is worse before and after a natural disaster. Is that something that you think about, that, you know, students may not have access to food if they're not in school?
Yes, food security is a challenge. About 65% of our students qualify for free and reduced meals. During Irma, we went through an extensive process where our food services department, we opened a number of schools that were actually serving meals in the community.
If there's, you know, the potential for storm surge in the coastal communities, but, you know, in Northwest Broward, maybe they only get like a little rainstorm. You know, does that mean that school has to close everywhere in the county? I mean, obviously it's a big county.
Yes. Yeah. If we have, you know, major concerns coming from a storm that would create conditions like storm surge and evacuations, we would more than likely end up closing the district. It's just not viable for us to run the school system where some percentage of our schools are unable to function.
You've just heard Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie speaking with WLRN education reporter Jessica Bakeman. For more coverage of Hurricane Dorian and its aftermath here and in the Bahamas, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.